This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we go. Take it away, boys and girls. It's the DJV program with one boy and three girls. Pretty good odds, actually, don't you think? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are all here, signed up, ready to go. Unfortunately, we don't start with anything that's good. Jennifer, the Boulder shooting and what happened at this Colorado grocery store, that seems to be on the top of everybody's mind today. What's the latest on that, and what do we do? Where are we going as a country? What are we doing to ourselves?
It's a question we ask every single time, but the story, if you missed it, 10 people, including a police officer, were killed yesterday. There's a gunman that walked into a grocery store, a King Supers, in Boulder, Colorado. And the suspect is in custody. You know, typically when we hear these stories, the gunman will oftentimes take his own life. And that was not the case here. In fact, they were able to pull the shooter out of the store. The Boulder police chief gave an update on this last night. They have not shared any information yet on his identity, what kind of weapon he was used, what his motive was. But they did promise that they were going to work around the clock to try to figure all that stuff out. Witnesses shared accounts. I mean, this is a grocery store. You have a lot of people in there with cell phones and phones who were able to phone into local media sources and tell their story. There was one story of a family who hid in a coat room closet above the pharmacy. They were in there for their COVID-19 shots. You had another guy who said, you know, I just wanted some ice cream, and I started walking down the aisle, and people started running against me toward the back of the store. You also heard stories where people helped each other. People tried to help each other get out of the back of the store. And this is just, you can imagine the chaos when you're just, again, in a safe space, which is what these shooters always do, whether it's a movie theater, a church, a school. These are people at a grocery store just trying to get in and out, and somebody walks in and starts shooting. There was a huge response to this. A lot of ambulance, a lot of police, a lot of FBI. It was revealed that one of the people who was a victim was a police officer who was running into the store instead of away from the store, someone who was pretty brave in that respect. And now we wait and see. We wait and see again. What was the motivation? Why yesterday? We did see images of the person we believe to be the suspect coming out of the King Supers wearing like no shirt, and he was handcuffed by authorities, bleeding from his legs. So now they unfold all of this stuff and untangle it, and we try to make sense of it in the aftermath.
You see, all those pictures or the video, it was pretty much the same on every channel. It was the same video and the same story. It is the same story. It's the same story over and over and over again. So one wonders about how we describe ourselves as a progressive. I was noticing that there was a description of a lot of countries referred to as rich countries that decided not to take the opportunity to vaccinate the world because it would not be in our best interest economically. And, you know, there's so many stark inequities here. People who either, maybe there is a difference, maybe there is something with this, let's say this fellow in Boulder felt he was abused by the system, or it wasn't fair, there's so many inequities, whatever it is. But we really do have a psychological problem in this country. I mean, a serious, deeply rooted, psychologically, a psychosis almost, when it comes to what people's priorities are, what's important to you, what's important to me. And so is there a way out of this? Is there a way back to normalcy? Or as you were saying, all of you, I think, before we went on the air in this hour, that, now that it seems that the worst is over when it comes to COVID, we're going back to our old ways. There weren't any shootings. There weren't all kinds of stuff. You know, maybe are we better off being...
I wish I could say that was true, but, you know, I think it's weird how the media chooses to report on this stuff. I was just looking through CNN when we were talking through some of the details that happened overnight, and they said that this one is the 7th mass shooting in the past 7 days.
In the past 7 days.
Yeah, seven days. Not in the past year, though. In the past year. Right, but I mean, from, let's say, March 1st to March 1st, I don't think there was a single one. It's just, it's a sad, weird statistic, but, the focus is obviously on Boulder, but...
We report on the statistics, report on the story, talk about the story. We can look through a long list of things. We could really make this a horrible day, looking at this stuff. The fact that cyber terrorism, for example, tops the list of all the threats to our country. Americans, by a majority, 82%, say cyber terrorism is a critical threat to the interests of our country. It isn't just to our country, and we're doing it to ourselves. Look at all of the stuff. How many phone calls do you get a day? How many emails do you get a day? I've had to change my whole email system around because I have so much spam and all these things that are invading. And I think, Victoria, you said the same thing about yours. People seem to be, there's a decay here. Has it always been there? Is that part of what humanity is about? The border situation. I mean, look around us. Where is there a smile? We were all happy yesterday. It was the beginning of spring. Yay. And now today we look at what's around us and it just seems like there's a heavy, heavy cloud. I don't know if you watched Debris last night.
I didn't see last night's episode because it starts too late, but I caught up on the two before. And, what an interesting show. I'm happy that that we're watching it because it's cool.
Yeah, it is, but there's a heaviness to it.
It's doom. Like, I'm waiting for the end of the world to happen on the show. It's not uplifting.
It isn't. What is today uplifting? What do we see around that is uplifting? Maybe you can get
I can tell you a couple of things about this story that's uplifting. I think it's important to focus on some of the heroes that have come from this, you know, from tragedy breeds heroes, right? So you've got people who are telling the story about working together. When was the last time we always talk about working together? We don't. We talk about you're a Democrat, you're a Republican, you're black, you're white, you're Asian, you're whatever. People at King Soopers were people, and they helped each other get out of the back of that store. And I am proud of those people who helped each other out and who took everybody by the hand and said, this is the right way to go, to try to help each other in tragedy, to save each other. That's a great thing that came from this story. The officer, Eric Talley, who was first to arrive on the scene, didn't wait for 12 other people to come. He lost his life running into that store, and he probably saved people's lives because of it. So, I mean... There are, it's a terrible story, but let's not forget to overlook the people who became heroes out of it. I mean, I think that's what's worth celebrating, don't you think?
Yeah, that is, if we can find that stuff or if we can get our minds wrapped around it. I think we have bred or somehow or other something in, you know, stuff that's unexplainable about the universe, how everything works. You know, things are simple and yet they're complicated. The idea that there is a lot of self-sabotage here connected to our country, connected to the people that are in our country, the people who are Americans that choose to take advantage of other Americans or people, humanity, taking advantage.
And I don't think those people are stronger than the people who... I mean, how sad is it that it brings a shooting for people to start working together and to helping each other out? I mean, does that stuff happen on maybe that's the thing that we push from this. Help each other now. Don't wait for the tragedy to come. Forget all this nonsense that is separating everybody and help each other. That's American. American is taking someone's hand and helping them in a bad time. Maybe we can remember to do that every day instead of just under duress, you know?
How do we get people to think about it that way, though? Do I take all of the stories today that are confronting us and just throw them all away and maybe start with a Krispy Kreme announcement?
I think it's really important for you to talk about the important news, but I think it's also important for us to highlight everyday heroes, people from these stories who took something awful and tragic, and there are still so many layers of tragedy we haven't even heard yet. And, I think those are the things we can hold on to at this moment.
There, you said something that sort of interested me. You said you were watching CNN. I'm surprised. I don't watch CNN. I don't try to take any information from CNN because I find it. Is that a problem for me?
I don't. The CNN website.
No. I'm just saying, in terms of where to go to get info. There is where
I
do
use
we
the
go?
CNN
we ask this
too.
Question.
I don't watch the TV show.
Yeah, I don't watch it on TV. I don't even, to be honest, I don't even really like the CNN website except for live updates of breaking news because
right.
I think
mm-hmm.
they opine on everything. So
yeah, it's too much.
But in doing that, I also look at it every single day because I'm not going to ignore things that, you know, I don't like. But I just keep myself really aware of the fact that I think only on hard news do they do a decent job. I think everything else becomes political.
Have you heard about this private group called the Pittsburgh Area Police Break Room? Look it up. This is a Facebook group that is, this is what is so disturbing about some of the members of the police. And these are current and retired officers who take a hostile, hateful look at people. Whether it's the people who are transgender, people who are black, people who are of different religions, the posts that they make in there. And this is the kind of stuff that when it's found, because of the nature of our communication these days, this stuff, whether it's important or it isn't in the overall scheme of things, because it's there and somebody will pick up on it, then it'll be, I'm surprised this isn't even trending, Jay, frankly, because as I look at this stuff, there are people that are just as, I mean...
There are so many
God.
Of those groups, though, and that have been busted on Facebook
why?
And have been outed.
Why would...
Right. Well, I don't know why. I don't get into people. I can't get into someone's head who's clearly a racist or transphobic. But this is part of the problem with policing in America. When this becomes public, how do we know that anyone who is mentioned in those in as those targets, how can they possibly get a fair shake when confronted with the police?
Well, let me ask
how
this
can
question.
You?
If you don't believe in gay marriage, should you be a police officer?
Maybe not. Maybe
gay, but not. That, they're not talking about gay marriage. If they're just making homophobic comments
but
and slurs, there's
I mean,
a big
just,
difference there.
I googled what
there's
Doug's
a very
talking
big
about.
Difference.
I googled what Doug's talking about, and I can't find it. So we'll have to look at it another time. But there is a law in California that's saying they're going to now monitor law enforcement's face social media posts to determine whether or not they can become police officers. And
they should.
They should not. Absolutely not. Are you
all right, well, I disagree with that. That's
because
fine.
Because someone who is religious will be totally discriminated against. Whether they're
I don't
Muslim,
think God-fearing religious people
Christian,
are saying these hateful, harmful
things. It doesn't have to be hateful. It can be something as simple as saying, I
Jennifer,
believe in traditional marriage. And that can be
check,
considered
this,
as hateful.
But check this out.
That's not what these groups are saying.
That's what they're talking about. Well, look, no. We'll talk about the group. You've got to tell me what it is ahead of time. I put in Pittsburgh Police Break Room. I can't find anything.
Pittsburgh Area Police Break Room is what it's called.
Well, I just typed in Pittsburgh Police Break Room, and the first thing that comes up is Pittsburgh Bureau of Police posts to Facebook.
Oh, he's on Facebook, though. You're Googling it. That's
right.
Not gonna
so happen. I can't find. But I'm telling you about what's happening in California right now, and it's extreme. It's going to take away people's
Well, everything is extreme.
Speech.
There's an extreme. Everything seems to be coming up, not roses, but as extremism. 19 after the hour. This is the DJV program. All right, let me see if we can route some of the extreme problems that you're having. Well, I think we're getting away from it. The good news is I'm having my second shot today. I thought it was yesterday, but it's today. And so I know a lot of people. My son got his yesterday. And the sort of information, he went into Jennifer, I'll tell you this story quickly. He went into, there's a big, I'm not sure what the location is, but it's a huge place where everybody's getting their shots. And so because he is a drug and alcohol counselor, in addition to doing the other things that he does, he's entitled to get a shot because of his public service. So he went in there, and it's being run by the military. And so he was talking to some of the young guys that were in there about what was going on and who was priority. And they said to him, we don't care who comes in. Anybody who comes in, we're going to give them a shot. Doesn't make any difference what their age is, what their status is. We're not even looking at them. Anybody comes through the door, they get a shot. I thought that was kind of interesting, and I had that in my mind when I was thinking about how CLEAR has helped so much to make people feel better. X-L-E-A-R. Check it out online. CLEAR.com. 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Half the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner is going to be the star here as we find out what's trending. We got to get to Krispy Kreme and find out how we can get a free donut right after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
All right, so let's get at it here. There are some very exciting things going on at Krispy Kreme.
Well, if you were uncertain of getting your vaccine, Krispy Kreme is like, we'll give you a free donut. Is that enough incentive?
Yeah, that's good. Well, what's wrong with that? Anybody who's getting a COVID vaccine shot can get a free donut at Krispy Kreme. Where you just bring in your card?
Yep, you bring in your vaccine card, you get one free original glazed donut, and they even said that, hey, if you don't have a chance to get your vaccine coming up soon, that's okay. This is going to run through the end of the year.
So it looks like there are some other
companies.
Someone
on Twitter, though, was so funny with this, and they said, isn't obesity one of the, like, worst contributing factors to COVID-19? And they're saying, this country's so blanked up.
Yeah. Well, see, there we go again. Yeah. So, but Krispy Kreme isn't the only company that's trying to get their customers to get the immune shots. Looks like a Greenhouse of Walled Lake in Michigan offering a free marijuana joint.
So that's what everybody really needs. Forget Krispy Kreme. Or just right. Combine the two, because after the joint, you'll probably want Krispy Kreme.
You're going to want both, yeah.
You'll be hungry, isn't it, right? When you smoke a joint, don't you get hungry? Isn't that what happens?
Yeah. You get the munchies.
The guy who wants to become a marijuana farmer.
I know, right? Like, know the basics.
I didn't say I knew anything about it. So in Detroit, there's a restaurant called the Oak and Reel that's offering 50% off to dine-in customers who've been vaccinated. And let's see, here in Massachusetts, the Rumblesea Bar and Grill, 20% off Monday food orders if you've been vaccinated. The Village Tap Bar in Chicago gives you $10 in gift cards. The first 1,000 people who show them proof of receiving a vaccine for the virus. Lyft and Uber are providing free transportation to vaccination centers. That's cool. The Metro buses in Tallahassee offering seniors free transportation to vaccination sites. And then there are rural counties all over the country that are working to provide free transport to residents who may lack access to communal vaccine sites. So I guess there's a lot of that going on, it would seem. There. Okay. All right. Who's this guy who found a shrimp tail in a box of cereal? That seems to be attracting attention.
Right? How gnarly is this? So this ended up being like a whole Twitter thread. He tweets a photo, tweets at Cinnamon Toast Crunch's Twitter handle, and he's like, you know, what's this about? And they're like, oh, well, we will be happy to rectify this, and we'll send you a new box and some vouchers. And he's like, I'm not in a hurry to get a new box. And then the Cinnamon Toast Crunch channel was like, after further review, our experts have deemed that that's just, you know, clumps of cinnamon and sugar like built up together. It wasn't mixed properly. Those aren't shrimp tails. There's no possible, cause of cross-contamination or anything like that. Yeah. And the guy's like, he's like, no. He's like, I have these physically in my hand. They are shrimp tails. Then he continues to post other photos of other things he's seeing. His wife opened up a second box that they had in the house. There's black stuff in it. Other users are like, that's rat.
What kind of cereal is it?
It is Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's a bummer. That's a good one.
That's like,
of the sugary ones, that's a good
that's
one.
That's super gnarly.
What's the gnarliest thing you found in your food? Question to be answered on our social media, 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story on Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration continues to block the media for their border plan, keeping everyone concerned in the dark. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
The most astonishing part of it is the Biden administration is enforcing a total blackout of the press. And the Biden administration wants to hide from the crisis that is unfolding on the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris was asked Monday when she will see what's happening at the border firsthand.
Not today, but I have before and I'm sure I will again.
Reports and leaked photos reveal children overcrowded in cages and on the floor. An estimated 15,500 children were in U.S. possession as of Monday. NASCAR runs at the temporarily covered dirt track at Bristol, Tennessee this weekend. The Food City Dirt Race is Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A former basketball great has died of natural causes. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Basketball legend Elgin Baylor has passed away. Baylor spent 14 seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers, averaging a double-double for his career, earning 11 All-Star selections, and making 8 trips to the NBA Finals, but never winning a title. After retiring in 1971, Baylor went into coaching, leading the New Orleans Jazz from 1974 to 1979. Baylor was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1977. He then transitioned into the front office, spending 22 seasons with the Los Angeles Clippers as the team's vice president of basketball operations. He was named NBA Executive of the Year in 2006. Baylor was 86.
Elgin Baylor was the first NBA player to surpass 70 points in a game, with the 71-point game December 11th, 1960, against the New York Knicks. Third baseman Matt Chapman joins MLB.com to talk about the Oakland A's building off the 2020 season and improving his defense.
Winning the division was obviously the goal. You know, getting a little further in the playoffs is the goal this year, and, you know, still winning the division. But a lot of us, you know, didn't play to the best of our abilities for sure. You know, I think some guys thought they had down years. I was injured. So I think there's a lot of things that we could take away from last season that, hey, you know, we were able to grind it out and we still won the division, but I think the, you know, the ceiling is really high for this team. There's no telling what we could do if we all play to our capabilities.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And much of recovery, whether it's the COVID thing, whether you're having an operation, whatever it is, it's mental. I know that your body has to be strong in order to recover, but it's also your mind, how you're feeling spiritually. How do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about the world in which you live? All those things. If you have a... Well, there's Jennifer.
I'm just answering all of your
reality.
Questions.
Yeah. So Governor Greg Abbott has lifted the statewide COVID restrictions in Texas, right? A lot of people are ditching their masks and resuming their old lives, but it's not that easy. A lot of people don't, they're not comfortable not wearing their masks. And the anxiety that surrounds this will keep a lot of people wearing their masks for a long time. And it's okay. I think that I'm going to continue to wear my mask. I guess that's it. Jay, what about you? You're going to keep wearing your masks?
Yeah, I'm going to keep wearing my mask.
How many different
sure.
ones do you have? How many different masks do you have?
I have less than 10. But I do have less than 10. Yeah, I probably have somewhere between 5 and 10, like 3 absolute favorites. But I feel like I've always been someone that likes to wear sunglasses, even when you don't need sunglasses, because it's just a little bit of privacy. And I feel like that mask, you get that little bit of privacy.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it. I hadn't thought about that. Jennifer, what about you and the circle that you're in terms of wearing masks? I've seen some people on radio stations wearing a mask, trying to make themselves heard on a microphone. I see these TV reporters. It's ridiculous. These TV reporters are standing in the middle of a field someplace, or they send a reporter to someplace. Well, we have live breaking news from Athol, and they're standing at the whatever happened. Right.
Wait, did he just say everybody run?
I know.
Yeah, it's that silly. It's just
honestly,
silly.
I mean it. Just my heart. I hate the mask. I hate not seeing people's faces. Like, I don't like wearing it. I don't like having to navigate it with my sunglasses or if I'm driving and wearing my regular glasses. Not that I wear a mask in the car, but when I get out of the car, I don't like wearing a mask. So I will be happy when we don't have to wear a mask anymore. Will I follow the rules of businesses? Yeah. I mean, if a business or something I go into is going to still have a mask, well, then I'll wear the mask.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the way it's not going along to get along. What is it? Get along to go along or go whatever that phrase is. This lady who is causing the discussion is a doctor named Sylvia Gearing, who apparently works with the Governor Abbott in Texas, says it's going to take a long time before many of us become unconditioned to wearing a mask. She said, quote, "I believe that the pandemic is going to leave an indelible fingerprint on our psychological 100%. Functioning.
Yep,
yeah,
100%.
It has been.
Think about all the habits. I mean, it only takes a month to create a new habit. Think about, I mean, how many of us are going to be running back to concerts or to theater or to the movies or to the gym? How many of us are going to think, how many of us do think twice about whether or not we get on an airplane? Mm-hmm. It's absolutely.
I don't think twice about, I'm not thinking twice about that because I'm eager to.
Well, I think you
travel,
took a vaccine because you want to travel. So clearly it's in your psyche that you have to do something.
I
before.
Have,
so,
I would not have had a shot if it weren't for traveling because I don't think I need it. I've never had the flu, and I've never had a flu shot. Now, granted, this could be more serious for people my age, but I just didn't think I needed it. But I felt compelled, and I resent it, actually, in a manner of speaking. But when I think about the fun that I have with that little squirt out in California, and last night we were doing our FaceTime, he's all up in excitement about St. Patrick's Day. So he's discovered leprechauns, and he set a trap to capture leprechauns in his room. And he showed me there's a path from the door through the living room to his bedroom with these gold arrows that he's made on the floor to lead the leprechaun into his room so that he can trap him in the dog's cage because he wants to have a new friend who's a leprechaun. Last week his thing was dinosaurs. This week it's leprechauns. Who knows what next week's going to be. But he's all worked up about leprechauns. And in the cage, there are going to be green cookies that he makes today with his mother. Making green cookies.
That'll get him.
That's awesome.
He's a hot ticket, that kid. Anyway, so there's that business.
I was thinking, though, I don't think it's necessarily about travel. Your family has been putting the pressure on you for the vaccine because they're not letting you see anybody, right?
Well, it depends on who's in my family. My sisters both have had the shots. My younger sister has a bad cancer that she's dealing with. She started her radiation yesterday, and I didn't talk to her at the end of the day. But, you know, she's been big on the masks, and so has my older sister, who was really, her husband's not in great shape. You know, what it really is, Jennifer, we're all dealing with age. and we're thinking about, okay, how do I best live my life, and what do I want to do, and who do I want to be with? And I want to be with the people who are in my family. So do I feel pressured? I don't like wearing the mask, but I'd wear it. I think it's the right thing to do. Do I concentrate? Do I have a yardstick that makes me conscious of what 6 feet are?
You don't need one.
Every place you go, there's a big sticker on the floor. It's the new normal. What really gets ingrained in my mind is the reason that we're going through this and nobody is dealing with it. That's what sends me crazy. Into crazy land.
Not only are we not dealing with it, we're selling them our debt so that they can own us. You're talking about
China.
What we're doing to dig out of this is to create more debt for ourselves that they're going to buy, which is going to make it harder for us to ever overcome them. There was a story today that just sort of went unnoticed, and it was that China and Russia have joined together to, guess what? Create a space force. So all those people who laughed about Trump creating a space force, now China and Russia are working together for a space force?
Yeah. To what end? And then you think, okay, these people are stupid. They want to control the world. Let them. Look at the trouble that you have with all of that. But the other side of it is that it's about our country and business and jobs and stuff and creating an ambiance. And that's why I go back to, you're probably going to hear me say this a lot as we move forward, this business about the tax. If you're just joining us, we were talking about the new taxes that are coming down the pike, and how we're going to go get the big bad guys that have big businesses and tax them 28% instead of 21%. And among all of the flurry of excitement among the Democrats who love to tax the people that pay the bills, I don't see any mention of anybody coming up with an idea on either side, frankly. I don't know if the Republicans are on this or not, but somebody's got to wake up to this. And I would think that many of you who may have close ties, or want to have the connection with people who are your legislators, you bring this up. All these phony politicians have legislative breakfasts. I know the farm groups have, in my neck of the woods, legislative breakfasts with the leaders. So are you going to say to your congressman, are you going to say to your state senator or whomever that you want to see the tax increase applied to those who will not bring their businesses back to America from China? If there's a business that is basically dependent on Chinese production and we lower their tax rate instead of increase it to incentivize, all we're doing by getting an across-the-board tax increase is encouraging more people to spend more money over there to save money on other things like having stuff go to the bottom line. Do you know, we were talking yesterday, we're working on more investors for this project on the farm, and one of the guys that was talking to, an investment banker on the call, said, in the past year, more people have invested in Tesla than anything else. That's where people's money has gone. And look at what I'm talking about big investors, big money. They see Tesla going up by 500%, and they're all over it. That kind of stuff. They'll be in, and as soon as it slows down, they'll be out, and they'll put the money into something else. But some of the independent, smaller companies that are looking for funding, like my project on the farm, we take a second seat to people who are throwing money at Tesla. And one of those is, do you realize, we were talking last week about Warren Buffett becoming a member of the $100 billion club? Well, one of the main reasons he did is because Berkshire Hathaway invested big time in Tesla. And so that has caused the value of that stock, the Berkshire Hathaway stock, to go way up. I mean, think about that. And where are most of the components coming from that are in the Tesla? Guess where they're coming from? I don't think you have to guess, right?
China.
All that technology? Yeah, exactly.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I want to talk about your nose, okay? I'm going to stick my nose into your business.
My nose is not made in China.
Your nose is not. No. Only,
it was
by
made
the way,
in Glendale, I think.
Okay, so here's another one. Those of you, we had a story yesterday about this woman, this crazy woman who just declared herself a plastic surgeon, and she was giving people nose jobs and tucks and ups and downs, and she wasn't a doctor at all. She wasn't even a nurse. And so she finally got outed. But the thing, the reason I'm bringing it up is because when you get a nose job, that plastic thing that you they're putting in your nose or whatever it is that they're doing, or many of the components when you have a hip job or you have a knee job, and they're putting in components, guess where most of those are made? Hello? Ding, 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 ding. So it's everywhere. It's insidious, and we are nuts here in this country to do what we are doing, allow ourselves to go down the road that we're doing. So ask your congressman and whoever, whatever politician you may have a connection to, or send him a note, a letter, or something that says, how about in the tax increase, we increase the taxes on the people who don't bring back their businesses from China, and the people who do bring their businesses back, then we give them a tax cut. That's the way to approach that if we're going to do anything that makes any modicum of sense to anybody at all. I'd like to think that I make some sense some of the time. All right, ladies, do we have a hip hip hooray for me making sense?
Sure. Yay.
Where is it?
Yay.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
Hip hip hooray.
Yeah. 46 past the hour. All right, so I said we're going to focus on your nose again because virtually all of the forms of airborne threats, bacteria, pollution, allergens, viruses pass through your nose. As you wake up this morning, do you have a navage to clean the gunk out of your nose that has built up there all night long? Clean it out at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, like you brush your teeth, wash your hands, wash your face, take a shower, or whatever. Proper nasal cleansing is very important. It's essential. And it's easy thanks to Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage is the world's only nose cleaner that has powered suction that basically gets the stuff out of your nose. It's not messy. It's clean. It's clear. Once you start using it, you'll make it a part of your daily routine. You'll be breathing much better, feeling much healthier. Navage cleans out all of the dust, the allergens, pollutions, all the potentially dangerous things that get trapped in your nose. So, Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com, go there, order this. There's no questions asked guarantee of satisfaction. As you order this and put it to work, you'll love it. I know you will. People talk about it all the time. When I think of how my nose feels in the morning when I wake up, it's a little wheezing, all that stuff. Use the device. In just a matter of days, you'll be breathing easier. It's Navage. That's what it is. N-A-V-A-G-E. Find it, order it, use it. Navage.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
It's all about the nose. It's your air filter, the first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. If too many germs...
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 40% back in Staples rewards when you purchase any 2 ink or toner cartridges.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/27/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's now 53 after the hour. Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. And with the absence of Victoria, the weight of the world comes to my shoulders. So I'm going to look down my nose at Twitter and a couple of other technologically astute ideas that I have found right after this.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near-historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And consumeraccess.org, number 33.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Twitter has taken a big step in helping you protect your account with hardware security keys, top authentication technique when it comes to security. Previously, you could register one key for logging in. Now you can roll multiple keys. Hardware security keys are particularly useful for two-factor authentication because you register them to work with a particular site or a service. That protects you from phishing problems where attackers try to steal your credentials by fooling you into logging into a fake website. Gee, I wonder who'd do that. Twitter already offered hardware security key support, but they only would let you enroll in a single key. That's the problem. I should have, you know what, Victoria, Jay, I probably should ask you to do these because you could give them a little more, if you have almost as much knowledge, I think maybe in practical sense, you probably have as much, if not more, than Victoria does. So I probably should have you go through all of these things and give us your two cents worth. So what about this? Explain what I'm explaining here, will you? What Twitter is actually doing.
I'm sorry, I missed it. What is Twitter? What were you saying?
Twitter is, well, all right, we'll take it under advisement because I don't want to take any more time with it. I just want to get your run on some of these things. In the meantime, the dangers of deep fakes have reached competitive cheering, if they are not. Let's find out.
The Geek Out. Over the last couple of years, we've repeatedly discussed the far-reaching dangers of deepfakes. That's the creation of photos, video, or audio to look or sound like something that it's not. Beyond the obvious geopolitical or economic ramifications, there was always this question of when will this become personal? Well, now it has. Last week, a Pennsylvania woman was arrested for creating deepfake videos and photos of teenage girls competing with her daughter for spots on a cheerleading squad. Yes, the fakes were sent to coaches and it depicted drinking and nudity and vaping, hoping to get them in trouble. This is the first story of deepfakes being used in a general public way, but has been so predictable, it's a crazy story, so we tweeted a link to it over at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All right, next up, Apple is expected to hold its next big event later this month. Apple leaker John Prosser says the product announcement, which could include devices like the long-rumored smart tracker tag, AirPods 3, or an iPad Pro update, will take place on the 23rd of this month. Apple's next-gen earbuds reportedly look more like AirPods Pro, come with spatial audio support and touch controls. On Monday, though, Apple analyst Ming-Chao Koo said new AirPods may not become available until quarter three this year. See, I have absolutely no authority here. Who the hell is Ming-Chao Koo? Anybody who, she's an Apple, is that even a man or a woman? Apple analyst Ming-Chao Koo. Any idea, Jay, who is Ming-Chi, or is that important? Maybe I should just have said an Apple analyst says the new AirPods may not become available till later this year. So
he is a guy.
Oh, it is a guy. Okay. So do you use these things? Do you have Apple? Do you use earbuds? And can you only use earbuds with Apple? Does Apple make earbuds just specifically for Apple products?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. I don't have any earbuds. I have some Beats earbuds that you can use across any device. I would think that the AirPods would be able to be synced to anything.
Yeah. All right. Well, you heard. You learned nothing from listening to the last 5 minutes on this program. Congratulations. 59 past the hour.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.